USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rioters in Portland, Oregon allegedly set fire to a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building late Saturday night. Police and protesters facing off outside the building near the Willamette Riverfront. Federal agents reportedly using pepper balls in an attempt to disperse the crowd. As the crisis continues at our U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the difference between working with the Biden administration and the Trump administration.
There are multiple differences between what happened in the Trump administration and what is happening now. First, the Trump administration remained in constant communication with me and with my office and let us know what was going on. Second, I saw reports about exactly what you're talking about and saw that those reports were filed with federal agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Michigan, one of the states seeing a surge in coronavirus cases, the state reporting nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday as hospitalizations increase and some health providers in Michigan are delaying non-emergency procedures on a case-by-case basis. Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading for high schools to go back to online only and for people to not eat inside restaurants.
To be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. A year in, we all know what works, and this has to be a team effort. We have to do this together.
Michigan has been one of the states with the most stringent lockdowns. The Washington Post reporting John Kerry is heading to China next week to look for ways to tackle climate change. Kerry, who serves as a U.S. climate envoy, will meet with Chinese officials in Shanghai. Kerry's reported visit to China would be the first official trip there by an official from the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago, no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News, if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
A historic flight of the first Mars helicopter set to take place today. The Ingenuity helicopter will make the first powered control flight on another planet Sunday night. NASA saying the mini chopper will launch into a hovering modality for around 30 seconds at 10 feet in the air. Inequity will take off around 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.